There's praise in this house. Get ready. It's the Bishop Isaac Lindsay Show.
And the words of Frederick Douglass, erstwhile Negro leader and father of Negro American freedom. If there is no struggle, there is no progress. Power concedes nothing without demand. Dr. Martin Luther King goes further to remind his followers that they must work to assert their demands by means of the ballot, then admonishing them that the power of love and wisdom will always overcome the self-destructiveness of hate and undying bitterness.
We must work through the courts, through legislation, through the ballot. This is what we've been talking about over these last few meetings, the necessity of registering and the necessity of voting. And this is one of the most significant steps that the Negro can take at this hour, going to the ballot box. But I would like to give you a warning signal. I've tried to talk in militant terms for the last few minutes. But in the midst of this militancy, let us always realize that we don't have to hate as we try to straighten this situation out. Let us always realize that we don't have to become bitter as we try to straighten this situation out. And oh, my friends, if that is any one thing that I would like for you to remember this evening, it is the fact that somebody must have some sense in this world. Somebody must have sense enough to meet hate with love. Somebody must have sense enough to meet physical force with soul force. And if we will but try this way, we will be able to change these conditions, and yet at the same time win the hearts and souls of those who have kept these conditions alive. And I know the temptation. I know the temptation which comes to all of us. We've been trampled over so long. I know the temptation that comes to all of us. We've seen the viciousness of lynching mob with our own eyes. We've seen police brutality in our own lives. We are still the last hired in the first five. So many doors are closed in our faces. And that is a temptation for us to end up with bitterness. And I understand these people who have ended up in despair. I understand why there are some who have been a little misguided, and they've ended up feeling that the problem can't be solved within. And so they talk about racial separation rather than racial integration. I understand their response. I have analyzed it psychologically, and I understand it. But in spite of the fact that I understand it, I must say to them in patient terms that that isn't the way. I must say to them in patient terms that black supremacy is as dangerous as white supremacy. And God is not interested merely. God is not interested merely in the freedom of black men and brown men and yellow men. But God is interested in the freedom of the whole human race and the creation of a society where all men will live together as brothers. No, we need not hate. We need not use violence. That is another way. A way as old as the insights of Jesus of Nazareth. As modern as the techniques of Mohandas K. Gandhi. That is another way. A way as old as Jesus saying, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Pray for them that despitefully use them. And as modern as Gandhi saying, through Thoreau, non-cooperation with evil is as much a moral obligation as is cooperation with good. That is another way. A way as old as Jesus saying, turn the other cheek. And when he said that, he realized that turning the other cheek might bring suffering sometime. He realized that it may get you home bombed sometime. He realized that it may get you stabbed sometime. He realized that it may get you scarred up sometime. But he was saying in substance that it is better to go through life with a scarred up body than a scarred up soul. That is another way. This is what we're about to see. No, that is a power in this way. And if we will follow this way, we will be the participants in a great building process that will make America a new nation. And we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. This is our challenge. This is the way we must grapple with this dilemma. And we will be a great people. And let us have faith in the future. I know it's dark sometimes. And I know all of us begin to ask, how long will we have to live with this system? I know all of us are asking, how long will prejudice blind the visions of men, and darken their understanding and drive bright-eyed wisdom from her sacred throne? When will wounded justice, lying prostrate on the streets of our cities, be lifted from this dust of shame to reign supreme among the children of men? Yes, when will the radiant star of hope be plunged against the nocturnal bosom of this lonely night and plucked from weary souls the manacles of death and the chains of fear? How long will justice be crucified and truth buried? How long? I can only answer this evening, not long.
Pastor Lindsey, this is Sister Ruthie. I would like to hear Doc McKenzie's. Okay, thank you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. You know, we need in this world today, we need more love. Am I right about it? Huh? We got to learn how to treat one another. Can I get a witness in here? Huh? Hallelujah. Isn't God good? How many of you know He's good tonight? Is there anybody in here know that He's been good enough to you that you could give Him a praise right now? That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a praise like He's really been good to you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Let's do one thing tonight. If we don't ever get another chance, let's praise Him this night.
Hey, is the doctor in the house? That's Doc McKenzie and the Highlights.
We'll come back to you.
That song is called Love One Another inside your radio on Praise in the House, the Isaac Lindsay Show. And before that, we also heard an excerpt from the late and great Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. with a message entitled The Better. And I want to thank everybody for making us your choice for the absolute best gospel music on the planet. We appreciate you so much. We love you. And there is absolutely nothing you can do about it. I want to thank my good friend, Brother Cedric King, for joining us in our previous segment of music as we are getting you ready for this coming Sunday. Tennessee Burning, the Quartet Blowout, takes place this Sunday, January the 15th, 2023, at New Salem Missionary Baptist Church, 2237 South Parkway East in Memphis, Tennessee, starring Doc McKenzie and the Highlights, the Bolton Brothers, George Dean and the Gospel Four, the Gospel Legends, Pastor Daryl Pettis and Take Two, Dee Morton and Gifted, Tony Bush and the Deeks, the Wells Brothers, Ronnie Strong Jr. and Phase Two, the Spiritual Soldiers, Pastor Austin Hill and Renewed, Bishop Kenneth L. Robinson and Chosen, and so much more. It's an event that you will not want to miss, so you can be sure to keep listening for more details about this great event that takes place on this coming Sunday. Doors open at 3:30 p.m. and the event starts at 4 p.m. And as we always tell you, you make it your business to be there. Also, let me remind you that also this coming Sunday, January the 15th, 2023, the St. Paul Church of God in Christ in Lexington, Mississippi will sponsor a Martin Luther King Day celebration. The event will begin with a march from Saints Academy to St. Paul at 1 p.m., followed by a Martin Luther King program at St. Paul Church at 2 o'clock p.m. Special guests include Mr. James Meredith, the first African-American student admitted to the University of Mississippi, and Elder Rosamond T. Randall. Elder Randall is a native of Kruger, Mississippi, and currently serves as the pastor of the Zion Temple Church of God in Christ in Memphis and the administrative assistant and jurisdictional secretary of the Tennessee 5th Jurisdiction of the Church of God in Christ. If you have any questions, you can contact the St. Paul Church of God in Christ at 662-834-3561. All are invited to attend, and the admission is absolutely free. And this is an event that you will not want to miss. You make it your business to be there. Also, the Mississippi Freedom Democratic Party, along with the Pickens MLK Parade Committee, proudly presents a countywide Martin Luther King Jr. convoy and caravan on this Monday, January the 16th, 2023. Beginning at 11 a.m., the meeting place is the MLK Center in Pickens, Mississippi. Come one, come all, let's all come together to keep Dr. King's dream alive with a drive-through convoy and caravan parade. Due to COVID-19 pandemic, we will drive through the neighborhoods of each town, beginning with Pickens, Mississippi. At 10:30 a.m., the lineup will begin, then Goodman, Durant, Lexington, and Chula will be the entire route. In honor of MLK president and founder, Miss Idella Jefferson of Pickens, Mississippi, and Mr. Walter Bruce of Durant, Mississippi. For more information, you can contact President Miss Magnolia Jefferson at 601-672-0910 or Vice President Tamika Smart at 662-672-0910. 239-2802, or FDP President Reverend Cardell Wright at 601-421-1900. And you make it your business to be there. As we continue, I've got music on the way from Mr. George Dean and the Gospel 4 out of Memphis, Tennessee. And this is one of my favorite songs by the Gospel 4. It's called No Love at All. And right here on your radio, Praise in the House, the Isaac Lindsay Show.
Song. I want to tell God how I really feel about his love for me. It's kind of bluesy, but if you will, just listen. If I didn't have your love, would see me through, would leave me like you do. Without I know I would fall.
If I didn't have your love,
well,
I wouldn't have no love at all.
Not at all.
At all.
Not at all. If I didn't have your love, you would show me the way, you would lead me from day to day. Without your love, I know I would fall. Let me just say one thing here. Love is the answer to a broken heart. Love is our strength when problems get hard. Without your love, know I would fall, fall.
Hello, would you please play Let Him In by the Gospel Legend for Ernestine Mitchell and Ron Christopher Thornton? Thank you and have a blessed day. Bye.
Come on,
somebody say I would come.
Come on,
but I'm a drunk.
It's Praise in the House, the Isaac Lindsay Radio Show. That's music for you by the Gospel Legends from Columbia, South Carolina, from the Praise Line. It's called Let Him In. Let me send a shout out to Carla Griffin, also Greta Smith, Miss Cheryl A. Hildreth in Cleveland, Ohio, Brother Cornell Elliott Sr. in Norfolk, Virginia, Laquita Blackman, Mr. Sandy Foster from the original Five Blind Boys of Mississippi, also Miss Felicia Tripp, my radio sister in Jackson, Mississippi, Mary Webster, my radio sister, Miss Gwendolyn Riley in Greenwood, Mississippi, Brenda Carpenter, Dr. Maddie Laverne Porter, thanks for checking in as well. A super shout out to Joe Lowry, listening from York, South Carolina. Russell Herrett, thanks for checking in. Keonta Johnson, Cynthia Hinton. My radio brother, Jerome Carter in Jasper, Florida. My soul singing brother, Mr. Adrian Bagger in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thanks for checking in as well. Super shout out to Juanita Mitchell, Deputy Juanita Mitchell, Deputy Emmett Stroud. All of the men and women in blue who serve and protect. Super shout out to Lily Grubbs in Thonatassassa, Florida. I hope I say that name right, but we thank you so much for making us your choice for the best music on the planet. On Praise in the House, the Isaac Lindsay Show. Don't forget, if you haven't done so, please, ma'am, please, sir, subscribe to our YouTube channel. You do that by going to youtube.com. In the search bar, type the Isaac Lindsay Network. Click on the red letters that say subscribe, and you'll join more than 36,000 others who are part of the Isaac Lindsay Network family. Also, I encourage you to find us on Facebook. You can like, tag, share, follow, and even send stars to support us on our Facebook platform by going to facebook.com, search Isaac Lindsay or the Isaac Lindsay Network, and you can find us either way there. And always listen online on the TuneIn Radio mobile app, Praise in the House Radio Online, or any of our affiliate stations. And you can also listen via our website at praiseinthehouseradio.com or use my name, isaaclindsay.com. Here's music from Bishop Kenneth L. Robinson and Chosen from Little Rock, Arkansas, with the remake of the Canton Spirituals, He Will Supply, on Praise in the House, the Isaac Lindsay Show.
Supply. Hello, this is Harvey Watkins Jr. of the Canton Spirituals, and you're listening to Praise in the House, the Isaac Lindsay Radio Show.
I just want to remind you of something. If God said it,
if God said it,
then you can count it. You can count it all done. If God said it.
It's Praise in the House, the Isaac Lindsay Radio Show. That's music from the Canton Spirituals, my favorite group, featuring Dr. Harvey Watkins Jr. and special guest, Reverend Doug Williams from the Williams Brothers and Pastor Daryl Pettis from Strength and Praise and Take Two, and the song called God Said It inside your radio. And don't forget, this coming Sunday, the Canton Spirituals are headed to TCD in Tupelo, Mississippi. That's Temple of Compassion and Deliverance, 1148 North Madison Street in Tupelo, Mississippi. As Miles House Music presents the official album release of Josh Miles, Never Let Me Down, featuring the Canton Spirituals, Jessica Reedy, Paul Porter, Kadarius Price, Ontario Showers and Delivered, The Souls of Creation, and Lana Bullock. This Sunday, January 15th, 2023, doors open at 5:30 p.m. The concert begins at 6:30 p.m. And you can get advance tickets as well as VIP seating available that will include upfront seating, a free CD, meet and greet artists, and more. Make plans to be there. Let my buddy Josh know that you heard all about it on Praising the House, the Isaac Lindsay Show. Let me send a shout out to Venetia Walden, also Miss J-Lo, Miss Jacqueline Noel, Brother Alexander Martin in Decatur, Illinois, from our radio affiliate there. And we certainly thank them for always promoting and carrying Praising the House, the Isaac Lindsay Show. Super shout out to Jay Love in Chicago, Illinois. Cornell Elliott hanging out with us. Latrice D. Parks, thank you for checking in as well. Mabel Sims, Bishop Clarence Parks in Tupelo, Mississippi, thank you for keeping your eyes and ears on. Praising the House, the Isaac Lindsay Show. Here's my good friend Josh Miles, and he'll be releasing his new CD on this coming Sunday. This is the title track, the studio version of Never Let Me Down. On Praising the House, this is Josh Miles, Inside Your Radio.
You're listening to Praise in the House, the Isaac Lindsay Radio Show with your statewide gospel announcer of the year and Hall of Fame inductee, Dr. Isaac Lindsay, here on the People's Station and the voice of the community.